This is really about what do readers want? Well, to find out what your readers want, you need to engage in a lot of feedback, and you need to really get to the heart of what people expect from your blog. But even when you've narrowed down exactly what people expect from your blog, if you just deliver it to them, you may not be giving them exactly what they deep down want, because what all readers and all viewers and anyone who is at the receiving end of storytelling, in all its shapes and forms, which is fiction, non-fictional, what they really want is to be held in a state of delicious tension, where they don't yet have what they desire, but they're always striving to get it. This is a photo that I took in Greece in 2007, and you can just about see the mountains behind. There's that kind of delicious blue of distance that you get when something is a long, long way away, and the base of it just disappears and it just hovers above the horizon. I'm kind of besotted with that look. Now, when we see distant destinations, and we're imagining that journey that we're going to be taking towards that place, we're getting a thrill from that anticipation. And sometimes when you actually arrive somewhere, it's a bit of a letdown in a way, because the build-up is actually more attractive than the payoff when you actually arrive. And the enjoyment in some cases is from that anticipation, the desire, the feeling of wanting to be there, not the actual being there when you arrive. And this is because you're held in a state of tension. And this is actually about attention. Now, this is a graph showing the ideal piece of online content. Basically, you want people's attention spans to be held at a certain level throughout, a high level throughout. So, on the time axis, beginning of your post and end of your post, and you want people's attention to be held throughout. And there's a way that you can rework this. You basically rework it so it's like it's tension instead of attention. So you need to keep your reader in a state of tension throughout. And you can do that using these tools called storytelling. Now in fiction, this is called keeping the reader in suspense. Okay, so I'm talking about storytelling tools here. What is storytelling? Well, when I started to look into what storytelling was, I had some interesting opinions about storytelling. First of all, I thought that storytelling was an incredibly pretentious word. If somebody came up to me and said, "Oh yes, I'm a storyteller," no, you're not, you're a bit of a dick. I also used to think that storytelling was a talent. It was something that you're kind of born with. And this made the people who called themselves storytellers even more irritating, because they were bragging about something they were born with. I also used to think that storytelling was essentially the same as good writing. Now that's, you know, if you could string a sentence, if your grammar was good, if you could punctuate, you're a good storyteller at the end. So why not just say good writing? What an annoying word. And I also used to think that storytelling was childish. It was something for kids. It was something that you... Stories were these things that you read out to the kids late at night so you could get a good night's sleep. But when I started looking into it, I realised that in fact, all this was wrong. Storytelling is a practical skill, and it's a skill. It's something that you learn. It's not something that you're born with. It's a set of tools that you can learn and improve on as you go. And these tools work, they're kind of SEO for human brains. Now, they're complementary for SEO for robots, the kind of the normal SEO, because SEO is about getting people onto your website, whereas storytelling is about keeping them there and getting them to return.